And that's why it's Cesar's fault that you lost and not mine. Just so you're aware.
I'm still going to blame. Actually, it's not even your fault. You just had to sit there while a good thing happened to you, and I had to sit there while a bad thing happened to me. Again, I lost by, I don't know, 9.9 points or something like that. It was less than 10, just under 10. And that has been, I mean, I guess, I don't know if this is good or bad. The other loss I have this season to Matt was, I think, by like 8 points. So I've been in on everything, and I'm not sure. I'd have to ask, like, I don't know, Caesar or Tom or who did I blow out in week one? Anyway, teams who've gotten blown out, how that feels. I feel like slightly worse and also slightly better because I don't have to pay attention on Monday night and I can just like do my thing. But no, I'm sitting there last night watching it on my phone. Because we were trying to like watch Parks and Rec, me and Jennifer, and I was like, okay, yeah, we can watch Parks and Rec. I totally don't need to watch this football game at all. I don't have three players going. The entire fate of my season doesn't rest on the last two quarters of this. Oh, is that Hufanga getting a pick six on a pass that was intended for Cooper Kupp? I don't need to watch this game anymore. Parks and Rec it is.
You don't understand. I'm sitting here going, I'm watching every play because I'm just going, and there's another catch by Cooper Kupp. Fuck. There's another catch by Cooper Kupp. Fuck. Literally 15 fucking times I said that. And at one point, Jason's just like, are you playing against Cooper Kupp or something? No! No! No. I just like watching Cooper Kupp get all the points against me every week. Because this is 3 weeks in a row I played Cooper Kupp. And all 3 weeks have been horrible.
Yeah, he's kind of good at football.
Additionally, I would like to retroactively take back Blame me, Cesar. You know whose fault your loss is? This is karma. For you talking me out of starting Goddard for Kyle Pitts. Because with Goddard in, even without the Hufanga pick six, I win.
Well, that's true. As long as I do exactly what I did and talk myself out of starting Rashad Penny. Stupid!
Yeah.
Stupid!
Yeah.
He was in my lineup on Sunday morning.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, great for him.
Yeah.
Not so great for me.
It was awesome for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I watched that entire thing just happening on your bench.
You are in, what are you in, third place? Third place. So I'm in fourth place. Which means, of all people, Matthew is in first place.
Who the frack let this happen?
I will blame Caesar for this one.
Yeah, yeah. If you take Caesar, I'll blame Connor. And together, sure, we'll take that entire team.
Sure, sure. So, Matt Rhule and Ben McAdoo. Also, Matt Nagy.
Yeah. You want me to take Trestman or you just want Nagy?
No, I think this is just a Nagy. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fair. Hey, Mike. Welcome to season 4 recap.
Season 2, week 4 recap.
Nope, I'm going to leave that in because I'm just dumb.
And yet you keep winning. So, you, Matt, and Dan are 3-1.
Winner.
Me and like a bunch of other people are 2-2. Mm-hmm. Who's 1? I think Caesar and Eddie are 1-2, or is Eddie 2-2?
Yeah, Eddie is 2-2.
Okay, and so Eddie is one of the 2-2 teams. All right, so
there are 5 of them.
Yeah. Okay, so that just means that Caesar and Connor are 1-3, and then Eric is down at the bottom at 0-4. Eddie managed to get himself to 2-2 with a what I'm assuming is weak ruining victory over Eric, and we'll get back to that. I figure before we start getting into the recap, we should cover a couple of things, you know, like from the NFL.
Yeah, sure.
That's what we're dealing with, I guess. I don't really know.
I guess things happen.
Everyone's hurt.
Yeah, everyone. Literally, like
everybody.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
We lost 4 running backs this week, I feel like.
2 of them were on Caesar and Connor's team, so that's really funny.
I also feel like Carlos lost at least three.
Yeah, that sounds right, because he has Cordero, right?
Yeah, and that one hit me out of nowhere. Like, I saw it when it dropped, I was like, he had a knee injury?
He went on IR, what was it, today?
Yesterday.
Being Tuesday? Yesterday. And I was like, what happened with the man? What?
Outside league news? Sitting here talking with my roommate Jason, who was looking at his team going, I feel good about my running back situation with Zeke and Cordell. And I went, oops, try that again.
So it's Jason's fault. So if anybody needs to blame anyone for Cordero Patterson, it's Clyde's roommate.
Yep. Poor Jason. He's going to hear this.
Forwarding that address.
that one was out of nowhere. What's his name? Jonathan Taylor almost being out for a couple weeks before miraculously not having a high.
Yeah, sprain. Went from like an 8-week high ankle sprain to, nah, I'm going to play on Thursday. Javonte, on the flip side of that coin,
was fine and then tore all of the CLs in his knee. And may never play again. And by that I mean this season.
Yep.
But also.
And they're replacing him with Latavius Murray. Yeah, they signed Latavius Murray off the Saints practice squad. In fact, the Saints made Latavius Murray an offer. And then the Broncos were like, do you want to come here? And then he looked at the Saints and he went, I'm going to go over there.
That's saying something, because the Broncos, they're not good. They look good for one quarter.
I mean,
yesterday,
to me, Sunday. It makes sense because he's looking at the Saints and going like, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, me. Looking at the Broncos going, I think me, and then Melvin Gordon. I guess Mike Boone's in there for whoever gets him on the waivers this week.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, do you really want Mike Boone?
I think some people want Mike Boone. I thought about getting Mike Boone. If it wasn't for Latavius Murray, I would probably make a claim on Mike Boone.
That's fair.
But I will not be doing that.
You'll be using it on Latavius Murray.
I don't think I'm going to do that either. I think the Denver Broncos running back rotation is one I would just prefer to avoid for the foreseeable future. I could be wrong on that, but I don't want to. What's Latavius Murray, 32? And Mike Boone is...
just saying, Adrian Peterson had a 1,000-yard rushing season at 32.
Adrian Peterson was Adrian Peterson. Latavius Murray is not Adrian Peterson.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, from those of us that are starved for running backs, me and Carlos, I'm going to try.
Oh, no.
I'm not getting him.
I'm the most starved for running backs. I don't know what you think you're talking about right now. And I'm just like, yeah, probably not going to go for it. I think, here's the thing, and we're recording this on Tuesday, which is the day before the waivers run. So who do we think is going to get Mike Boone? Because there's like a chance that everybody feels this way and that he does wind up going to you at three, because I'm telling you right now, my waiver claim at the seven spot. No, you're eight. I'm saying you're in third. But so you get the eighth waiver spot. I get the seventh. I'm not making a claim. Who's taking them? The only other teams that are taking them are going to be Caesar and Connor and maybe Carlos. I don't think Eddie's going to go for him because Eddie has the actual best running back core
in
the league.
Eddie's not touching him. Eric shouldn't touch him. Your choices are Carlos, Tom, or my pick, Joe.
Ah, right, because Joe's in sixth.
And literally the only person in the league that doesn't need one. So, of course,
oh yeah, it'll be Joe.
Pick it up.
It'll be Joe. Yep. And if it's not Joe getting Mike Boone, it's going to be Joe getting Latavius Murray.
Yeah, he's getting one of the two.
Yeah.
I figure that Cesar and Connor will get one. Take your pick. He'll get the other.
Yeah.
And Tom will just be in between going, what's a running back?
Well, I think if I had to guess, I would assume that Tom, you know, like losing DeAndre Swift for this week, which is a huge blow for his team,
yep.
Feels fairly decent about his running back situation, as opposed to the rest of us who are all in Suffertown, USA, with the exception of Eddie. You know, I was looking at trades today, and most specifically, I was looking at my roster, and I have a preposterous amount of running backs, and all of them are bad.
Yeah.
Like, all. I think I have like 8 or 9 running backs, and they're all bad, with the exception of my new sweet baby angel, J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got Stevenson, too. I like him.
Yeah, I like him, too. Those trades I made last week, I feel better about my running back situation than I did. It's still not good, but it's better, and that's saying something.
So what else made you drink this weekend while watching all of this shitty football?
I don't know. Was there, before that, was there any other news we had to hit? Anybody else get hurt?
Yes, there is massive, massive news out of Pittsburgh today. Trubisky era is done. Kaput.
This is Mitchell
Throw
Trubisky
that dude
we're talking
off
about.
The bus.
I will not do that. The Mitch Trubisky era shall live on. Either later this season or on a different team at some point, but I mean, that man is not done.
Given how this season's gone, I'm fairly certain that Pickett's going to throw 2 passes and tear everything in his shoulder and like.
Oh, I don't think you understand. Mitch Trubisky also would be fine in Carolina for me because it's literally fucking one person he's looking at the whole goddamn time. He's one read Trubisky, and that one read is probably going to be Christian McCaffrey.
There it is. I was about to say, that doesn't help you. If anything, it hurts you more. Yeah, but no, the Trubisky era is done. Pickett starting this week. And I mean, how's this if you're an NFL like rookie quarterback? Hey, welcome to the league. This week you're going to start. We figured we'd give you an easy matchup. It's only against Buffalo in Buffalo. Good luck.
He'll get to throw a lot.
Yeah, he will.
Jesus. That's cool for him.
You know Jordan Poirier's just sitting over there licking his chops going, oh, yeah.
I sincerely hope so. Because he also did great. And speaking of 16.5 point DBs, I had a 14.5 point DB.
Nice. That's really nice. Really awesome. I feel so that I mean, like, congratulations on that. I'm gonna sit here before you start throwing shit. If you could fill that, I'm gonna fill that up so you don't feel the need to throw that.
Where's the eye stick?
There you go. It's gonna be a while before you have to like pick that up empty. There you go. That's the last bit of news I got. I mean, Trubisky done in Pittsburgh. Who would have called it?
Yeah, that's not even really news. That's probably going to get cut from the episode.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's it. We should probably get into matchup review. I feel like I talk about myself enough, and I feel like everybody heard about the only thing that happened on your team that actually matters.
Hey, my team put up 195 points this week.
Uh-huh. Is that the most on the season for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually the 170 range.
It again
was great.
I assume Eric is listening to this episode like in a rage room. And just every time you start talking, he hits a TV with a crowbar.
I feel like I'm gonna wake up one day and he's just gonna be at my door. Hi. About that crap. There goes my D.
Yep. No, I don't think you understand. Like, Debo Samuel is getting ready to get Tanya Harding'd, and it's Eric did it. It's like I will call the authorities myself and be like, yeah, I think I know that guy.
Tall, white, Eric.
The legal cover is bail. What is he in? How much? Nope, leave him there.
Does he get a phone call? Yeah, tell him to call someone else.
No. Call me. I'm a recorder. We're gonna put it on the podcast. It's gonna be great.
So, Eric, when you do eventually get arrested for Tiny Hardy, Debo, give us a call.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Eric. I feel so bad. Did you see the amount of points he could have put up?
Oh, yeah.
265!
Yeah, he would have outscored Matt.
Wow!
Yeah. I mean, he left, Josh Jacobs on the bench. He left TJ Hockenson on the bench, which we should probably talk about it as a decision. It's rare to leave a player on the bench only to have that player have literally the best day that anyone who's ever played that position has ever had. And, I mean, it's rare to have that in your starting lineup.
But to have it on your bench.
I can't imagine what it's like on my bench, because I think I'd...
I can imagine that, like, he had notifications turned on his phone for a sleeper, and, like, every 3 seconds it would go off and say Hawk did something else. And about the fourth one, he just threw his phone through a wall, only for it to ring again because Hawk just got another touchdown.
Right. It's a notification being like, TJ Hawkinson caught your phone. He's outside your door. And he'd like to give it back to you so that you can hear more about his exploits. And instead of TJ Hawkinson, Eric decided to play Amari Cooper and his whopping 1.9 points.
I fucking hate Amari Cooper so much. Every time you think he's going to do shit, he gets 30 points. And every time you think this is a good week for him, I'm just going to sit here on the bench and not do shit.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, going into the draft, I was like, Amari Cooper's not going to do shit this year. And then he started doing shit. I was like, oh shit. And now he's not doing shit. And TJ Hawkinson is doing, like, a whole bunch of shit, man. Like, 40 points almost. Eric also managed to bench Josh Jacobs, who I feel like he started the last 3 weeks. I have nothing to back that up. But
yeah, he should have started him.
He should have started him.
But I guess that's just decisions that bad managers make.
I mean, when your RB1 and RB2 are outscored by a bench running back, actually more than... not quite more than, but just about doubled by.
Yeah, yeah. You should probably rethink your choices.
Yeah, Eddie, on the other hand, who only won, by the way, because of that Debo Samuel touchdown ridiculousness that he pulled off.
Yeah, the 57-yard touchdown where nobody remembered how to tackle.
Yeah, that looked like a punt return to me. And I don't understand what happened on the Rams defense there.
Yeah, I have...
But, you know, it was fun to watch.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
9 of us.
Yeah, except for the other one.
Again, sorry, Eric. I can't stress enough how just astounded I am at...
At this point, I fully expect him to be at the bottom of the bottom, like, in the toilet bowl this year, and just be like, I don't...
Dude,
I'm just going to start all of the scrubs this week, because apparently every time I start the actual start, it just fails me.
We're going to have to punish Eric this year, and we're going to have to punish the actual highest scoring team in the league. At 0-16. Like, that's where he's going
to
be.
But at that point, the punishment is just like a, you know, something he'd want to do anyway, just to make him feel better, because, good lord.
Well, it's he plays me in week one, right? And I blow him out of the water.
Yep.
Because I score 250 points, and I haven't even sniffed 200 points since then. So that's how his season starts. And then it's just loss, loss, and then this right here is probably the most heartbreaking loss, because he mismanaged this team into it.
And still had to watch the player beat him mm-hmm. Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Eddie did not deserve this win.
No. I mean, he did well, but he didn't deserve it by any stretch of the imagination.
Listen, he started Jared Goff, which is a thing I guess you can do.
You can. I don't know why you would.
Apparently maybe should be doing, because dude is doing well. Either that or the Seahawks suck. I'm not sure. And then, you know, his running backs show up. Debo shows up. And then, like, that's it. That's, like, all that happened for him. Nothing special. Just a normal-looking fantasy football team.
And then you got Murderer's Row on the other team's bench.
Oh, man, it's going to be fun to, like, look at the benches this week, because my bench went the fuck off. Eric's bench went the fuck off. We should start doing, like, an all-bench team every week.
Oh, you mean the Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I haven't looked at his team yet. Let's look at his team.
Yep. Yeah, Joe, because, what did you do this week?
Because where were your
points?
And how did you score exactly 160 points?
That is impressive. You know what? I'm going to blame his loss on his team name that week. Making fun of me for falling 3 spots in the league. Where are you at now, Joe? Where are you at now?
He renamed his team to make fun of you again and more.
I think that was just make fun of him because I won this week and moved up in the rankings 3.
I just assume anytime that I see your name in a team name that someone's taking a pot shot at you because
usually,
they should.
Yeah.
yeah.
You can say that from 4th place and be my bottom bitch because I'm in 3rd.
I mean, okay. It's week 4.
I know, but I won't get to say this very often. Mike, if you looked at my team, it's horrible.
Yeah. If any team is positioned for a, what I would probably frame as, epic collapse, it's you. In fact, if by this time in week 13 your name is not Epic Collapse, I'll be very surprised.
That just means I'm winning the league at this point. If my team looks as shitty as it does and is performing as well as it does.
Yeah, based on your fucking luck. Jesus goddamn Christ. Anyway, speaking of luck, Joe was lucky enough to leave all of his good players on the bench.
Again, these are things that bad managers do. They leave their good players on the bench.
To be fair, he got, you know, points from T. Higgins.
That's fair.
And some other guys.
Whom we don't remember.
But, yeah, which is just a forgettable performance by Joe's team against a forgettable performance by Dan's team. I mean, Jesus. Like, could this matchup, which should have been far more lopsided, been any closer? Like,
he could have started all 3 wide receivers for Green Bay this year, or this week, and done better as a team.
That's embarrassing.
As a Packers fan, he left all 3 of them on the bench, and any one of them would have been an improvement.
Which, by the way, is, I believe, in week 1, exactly what we said was going to happen, that he would never be able to pick the right one.
Yep.
So he just left them all on the bench.
What we're telling you, Joe, is to get rid of your Packers. Just shed the fandom. Get rid of them. You'll feel better. Said a Charger fan.
But we got to talk about Dan and his stupid face first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dan won.
Yeah. You and I both outscored him, but sure.
I mean, it's kind of... it's kind of impressive that he decided not to start Tua this week.
Voodoo magic.
Considering that, you know, he died on the field.
Voodoo magic. And concussion and second impact syndrome and a guy who got fired and probably more guys who are going to get fired and probably some fines and a suspension or two. And Mike McDaniels might lose his job 4 weeks into the season. But it's
mostly,
fine.
mostly you'd say... voodoo magic?
Voodoo magic.
So, whatever voodoo magic you have, Dan, if you could share with the rest of the class, that would be wonderful.
The last time Dan decided to bust out the little fairy dust bag, he won the league.
You remember, we were talking about this earlier. It's that weird-ass fucking year.
It's that weird fucking year.
It happens once every, like, decade or two. There's one year where nothing makes sense.
It is roughly once every 3 or 4 years exactly.
I feel like there's one year every 2 decades that's more fucked up than any other year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in it.
Yeah, it's usually because there are a huge mass of injuries,
mm-hmm.
which could be starting this week, or because players do things that they're not supposed to do and will never do again. Like Greg Dortch, who got 2 points this week, but carried Dan to victories the last 2 weeks.
Wait, did he start Dortch?
He did start Dortch. That was one of his stupids.
One of the few?
One of the few stupids, yes.
Jesus.
He managed to start the right team.
I don't understand. How does he look up that matchup of Miami versus...
voodoo magic!
And decide, alright, Tua's been putting up 40 to 50 points a week. It's time for him to get benched on a game where he dies.
Mm-hmm.
We watched him die.
Yeah.
He saw that come. Nostradamus.
Voodoo magic. That's what I'm saying. That's literally what I'm saying. You cannot convince me that Dan is not having some sort of terrible, nightmarish dream sequence every night where he sets his lineup in his head because he's already seen what happens that week. Like, I think Dan knew that Tua. I think Dan could have stopped that from happening and chose not to.
Now we're in a whole different
thing. That's right.
Did he have a responsibility of saving Tua?
Yes.
And did he?
No.
Send this man to jail?
Because he saw Joe Burrow's like 20 whatever points on his starting roster and just went, yes, sacrifice the Tua.
I'm just saying they made a whole movie where he would be guilty as shit in future crimes. Yeah, past crime. Actually, he's just guilty.
No, he's a witch. Yeah. That's what he is. He's a witch. Dan is a witch, and in this league, we burn the witches. That's what we do.
So
I say, burn the witch. Fuck you, Dan.
So, yeah. That's our current league winner right
no.
now.
Nope.
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, he's
sorry.
In second place because he's not a very good witch.
Oh, man. But I guess that brings us to our league top of the line. It feels wrong saying this about Matt because Matt should be at the bottom. What the hell happened? Like, has the weed just not kicked in yet?
Maybe.
Matt,
I don't know.
Matt, he's have you been, changed brands?
He's
like,
been
what the
in
hell?
Spain for like the last 2 weeks. I assume that has something to do with it. He's relaxed. Yeah. He's full of sangria and ham.
He's currently not smoking. That's the problem.
Yeah, there it is. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He left that shit here, got to Spain, and went, fuck. Yep. Shit, fuck. And now he's stuck without it. Now he's actually managing a football team like he should.
Yeah.
So we got another, what, week and a half of this?
Yeah. I mean, his birthday's like coming up in November, I think. So I'm definitely going to get him like a whole bunch of it and just be like, hey, everybody, smoke up.
Wait till Saturday.
Playoffs
Saturday.
Are coming.
Here you go. What? Tomorrow's we're playing playoffs matchups, me and you? Oh, no. Smoke.
Yeah. I missed the Matt who was like, oh, today's Sunday? Fuck.
Now that motherfucker's got a game plan and shit. It's like, I'm not fucking smoking until Sunday at 4 o'clock after the second set of games.
Exactly.
I'm going to fucking win.
Now the league stoners are just Caesar and Connor. Hilariously, by the way, I might add. We'll get there. Matt did...
a murder.
Matt did a murder. 100%. I can't really find anything that he did wrong.
Here's the thing. And I was so looking forward to this because I've been giving Tom shit about his Joe Mixon pick for the last 3 weeks. I came into this knowing it was going to be my time to shine for ripping him on Austin Eckler. And then Eckler decided, you know what, Clyde? Fuck you.
Yeah, I know
fuck
for
you
a fact
all of your plans.
That you and I spent most of last week devising ways that we could acquire Austin Eckler from him. And I fear that those dreams are dead.
Because we missed.
Because he had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And is right back on pace. I was ready to blast that pick today.
So was I. Like, I had all kinds of things written out Saturday. I was like, I'm going to bring up this fact and this fact and this fact. And then I looked at the game and went, never mind that. That's out. Just strike that out the record.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, what
there
the hell?
There's going to be a whole thing about how I was like, you've been giving Tom shit for his Joe Mixon pick. Why are we not talking about Matt and his terrible second overall pick? Oh, 3 touchdowns. Okay. Never mind. Sense. I guess we'll just stop.
Yeah. We'll just shelve that for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Does it last? I mean, you're a Chargers fan, so like, I'm not asking you the Chargers fan. I'm asking you the person who watches football and plays fantasy sports. Does the Austin Eckler performance last?
No, it's not going to last. It's going to be okay for a couple of weeks, and then it's just going to tank. And I'm not saying he's going to do bad. He's going to do like 17 to 18 points, but they're all going to be receptions, and it's not going to be a lot of running.
Yeah, he had like one bad performance. He did everything else right, with the exception of starting Jadeveon Clowney, who didn't play. So, that 244 points he got should have been a few points higher.
Well, I mean, of course he could have been higher, but that's beside the point. Anyways, what about Cesar and Connor?
Oh, man.
Speaking of should have been higher.
Listen, they got trounced.
A bit.
Like, almost 100 points.
They got pantsed, you would say?
No, they got, like, there was a pantsing, and then there was another pantsing. Well, as established last week, they're not wearing pants. Fair. So really, that's by design to like prevent them from being pantsed, which this very much would have been had pants been on.
I feel like they got there and they were just like, aha, can't do it. We don't have pants. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and that's why their dicks are out. Because 1-2. Was it 1-2? Yeah, it was 1-2. They drafted Jonathan Taylor and Javonte Williams for a whopping total of 7 points this week between the two.
Ooh.
Now, granted, Javonte's out for the season now, which for a team that wasn't doing super great because they're
bad.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but Caesar Connor's draft goes Jonathan Taylor 1, Javonte Williams 2, Keenan Allen 3.
Bro.
Oh.
So it was nice seeing you in the league. I can't wait to see what your punishment is in year 3.
That
good
has to be the worst 3 rounds.
I mean, it gets kind of worse. Michael Thomas was their 5th pick. Hunter Renfrow in the 8th. Oh, man. But at least they got Melvin Gordon, so there's that.
All of those players are currently hurt.
Mm.
Except Melvin Gordon, who did get hurt at the end of that game.
Yeah, he has a head neck injury. Wow. Hey,
say we typically have an ambulance team. It's usually not this early.
It's usually Eric.
It's usually not drafted. And it is usually happens. It's either Eric or Dan. Yeah, it's like
kind of happens, yeah. But this year right out the gate, good Lord.
My goodness. I mean, maybe, well, no, Javonte's on IR, so you're not fixing that. But Keenan Allen might be okay. I don't know. He's 30 and has a hamstring injury. I don't think he plays a lot this year, personally.
I don't. I think that all the other receivers are going to finally get a chance to shine. Please, Josh Palmer, do something.
Yes, please, Josh Palmer, do something.
Good Lord, son. Come on, help me out here.
Moving the fuck on, because Caesar's team makes me sad to look at.
Well, I just like being out of the graveyard, so if we could just move on, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time here. I don't want to catch whatever they have.
Ugh. Zombie virus.
Somehow, there's a team in this league that did worse than the zombie virus team.
Who was that?
That was Tom.
Why? Okay, okay.
Now,
okay.
To be fair to Tom, he's down DeAndre Swift. But to not be fair to Tom, he started Richie James instead of Chris Godwin.
Yeah, like, yeah. But, like, yeah. But did he just see Giants, wide receiver, Bears, and go, done?
That's the only way that that makes sense to me.
But the Bears' DBs aren't bad.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, I guess with the Chris Godwin, like the fear is injury, but like some dude I've never heard of on the Giants over Chris Godwin, who, you know, I'm, I guess, passingly familiar with, I think.
I've heard of him. Yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, he's not bad. Yeah.
No. I mean, he's only bad team, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Tom's.
Oh, yeah. Fair. Yeah. Fair point.
Yeah. You know, I guess we give him shit for the Joe Mixon pick, but he got points.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Mixon has put up serviceable numbers. I mean, I give him shit because I think that he could have done better.
I'm not sure if you get credit for starting Joe Mixon here because, like, of course you start Joe Mixon. It's your only running back.
Yeah, what are you going to start? Etienne?
You know, you could, and based on Nyheim Hines' points, you should. Nyheim Hines,
He started Nyheim?
Yeah, he did.
He started the backup.
Which, you know, almost a wizard-level call, but because almost. Tom's not Dan, Nyheim Hines got 3 points. Had Nyheim Hines been on Dan's team and Dan started him, he would have gotten 33 points.
Oh, yeah, because Taylor would have been out after the first series.
Right, because voodoo magic.
Yes.
But yeah. Tom is not a witch.
Nope.
Does not have voodoo magic.
Nope.
And therefore is the lowest scoring team of the week.
That's impressive for all of the wrong reasons. But hey, props to you. Turn it around next week. Who you play next week?
Well, we have to hit one more thing about Tom's team. And it's not so much about Tom's team in that it's about the Seahawks. DK Metcalf.
Yes.
A.K.A. the guy who got injured and carted off the field. Oh, wait. No, he didn't. He just had to poop.
Yeah, did you see his comments about that?
Yeah, I did.
It was great. Sometimes clutch just don't work, guys. It was not a clinch situation.
Could have walked off. Clinch wouldn't have worked. So, DK shit my pants Metcalf is Tom's number one receiver. And I've never been happier because DK Metcalf is the best person that could happen to. Because we're going to hear about it for the rest of the season now. Every fucking interview he does is going to be like, I didn't have to shit my pants this week.
That's true. That's true. He'll start the interview. Mr. Metcalf, did you shit your pants this week? I did not.
Did not. Didn't even feel like it. Didn't even cart it off for an injury and just be like, it was half the ankle and half the poopy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a thing we bring up almost weekly. DK poopy.
Is that like PK fire?
DK poopy. B-roll! No, fuck you guys. You're going to enjoy DK poopy. You're welcome.
Speaking of poopy, Carlos.
Oh, that is one big poopy.
Do you think that like David Ortiz was originally big poopy, like in the minor leagues? And then like he became Big Poppy. So like eventually are we going to call Carlos Big Poppy?
In my mind, he was always Big Poopy. But he adapted and adopted it. Right? So, he was like, if we're going to keep calling me Big Poppy. No, we called you Big Poopy and you know why. Like I said, if you're going to keep calling me Big Poppy, David, you and I both know why you're named Big Poopy.
So what I'm hearing is Carlos's new name is Big Poopy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, so if we're looking at Big Poopy's team.
Okay. How'd Big Poopy do?
You know, he started Justin Jefferson, which was just an astounding coaching decision. I mean, I can't imagine the balls on someone to start Justin Jefferson.
I mean, it is kind of... It was a hard call. I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially after the week he had last week. It's kind of a rough go. He had like 4 points.
Yeah, it's a ballsy move starting a guy that only got 4 points last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
worked for him, though. I mean, I'm looking at 31 points on the board for him. So.
He did, you know, okay. He did fine. He did fine. A lot better than Stephon Diggs did.
Well, you know.
It's, you know, you expect that tandem to show up for you. And, I mean, I guess 41 points between the two of them is pretty fucking good.
I mean, I can imagine both of them looking at Terry McLaurin and going, really, bro? Really?
Yeah, Terry's having a rough year, and I, you know, usually he's on Dan's team, and he does, like, okay. Yeah. He does, like, fine. And then through just a little sprinkling of some voodoo magic, he's on Big Poopy's team now and sucks.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at his team, and, you know, I feel kind of bad for him. He's been touching on this a little bit lately, but his running back situation just got a whole lot poopier.
Yeah, so Cordarrelle goes to the IR. He's out for at least 4 weeks, which leaves him with Breece Hall.
And the artist formerly known as the starting running back in Washington.
Ah, yes.
The Gibbs.
Yes, the attempted assassin Antonio Gibson.
I'm not sold that he won't be the starting running back for the next couple of weeks after Brian Robinson is mysteriously shot. Like
so,
it'll be an accident. He'll slip on something in his house and, like, tear his ACL, and then you'll just see in the corner of the room Antonio Gibson, who's just like, yes! Yes! Yes!
Yeah, basically. I mean, if somebody was gonna, get Tonya Harding'd.
No, it's gonna be Brian Robinson. Yeah.
Have we made, like, 12 Tonya Harding jokes this episode?
We made at least 3 that I know of. Not saying that it's a theme, but we're calling this the Tonya Harding episode.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, Carlos didn't make a whole lot of mistakes other than, you know, the various and many mistakes that he made.
Like drafting Darnell Mooney?
He didn't draft Darnell Mooney.
Like, that's even worse.
He traded for Darnell Mooney.
That makes it 10 times worse. I can understand drafting Darnell, but watching Darnell Mooney play and then trading for him.
To be fair, he did almost get 100 yards on like 4 catches.
Yeah, well, we also know that's a fluke. You've seen that. You're a Bears fan. You know I'm right.
I know it to be true.
Admit it. Admit it.
I'm not, why? Here's the thing. Like, he trades for Darnell Mooney and Jerry Jeudy and plays neither of them. But Mooney, I understand, but why are we not playing Jerry Jeudy in place of I don't Jared know. Wilson. Well, I get that. You know, he's been Gibson. Good. Yeah, that would be a good start. Maybe Terry McLaurin, because Terry McLaurin's been ass.
Well, at least he didn't shit the bed this week. How about that?
So then did he shit his pants like DK Metcalf?
Not this week. That's next week.
Is that next week? That's Carlos next needs week. The cart next week is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's look into week 5 to see how bad he's going to need the shit cart.
Okay. New rule. Last place team, in addition to the punishment, must have their team name be shit cart for the entire next season.
The DK shit cart.
The DK shit cart. The DK dump mobile.
I fully support this. Must be for at least 3 weeks. Must be.
Yeah. Big Poopy Shit Cart plays his brother.
The actual Big
Poopy Shit Cart. The actual Big Poopy Shit Cart.
Big Poopy versus DK Shit Cart.
And
got it.
I got to be honest with you. With the way things stand, it is it's going to be a Big Poopy.
Oh, man. Carlos is set to murder this dude.
Yeah. It's not looking great. And this is with Javonte taken out of the lineup. So,
oh, man. This is going to be bad. Oh.
We're just gonna quickly move on from that. And it looks like Joe is playing Tom in a championship rematch. A week rematch. 5 2021 championship rematch.
Who we got money on in this one?
I will. That okay. So if DeAndre Swift is out, I'm going to take Joe.
It's repeat. I'm going Joe all the way.
Yep. Yeah. Joe I think it's going to be a repeat.
Joe, you got this. And by that I mean, I hope your entire team gets hurt, but you still win by like a point, so I can beat the shit out of you next week.
But like, this podcast does not root for injury, and we only mean that in an entertainment sense, not in a sense that we want Leonard Fournette to get run over by DK Metcalf shit card.
Would never. I would never hope for that. But if it happened, I would laugh.
If it could also happen on TV, that would be great. Also be shitting while running over Leonard Fournette.
If we could only get another Marshawn Lynch-style abduction of a cart that happens to run over somebody when he jumps off, I cannot tell you how much I would enjoy that.
So the next one we've got then is Dan in second place taking on Matt in first place. A potential preview of a championship matchup for 2022?
Ew.
Probably not.
Ew.
Probably not. But we've got, you know, voodoo magic taking on the voodoo magic cannabis strain. I don't know. It's close. It's going to be close.
Okay. We copyright the shit out of that. So if y'all use 5 cents to the dollar.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 cents.
10 cents to the dollar.
Dollar to the dollar. 100%.
5 cents to a dollar per.
Yeah.
Plus a license fee.
Right. Merchandising.
Yep. We get the merchandising.
Things of that nature.
You can have the train. We get the merchandising. That's all I ask. Ooh, this one's actually close to call. I think my money's on Dan. Mostly because of said voodoo magic.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be a fun one to watch, though.
Yeah, it's going to get weird. I'm excited for it. We'll see what Austin Eckler does. And then it's going to be me versus Eddie. That's like a 20-point separation right there. I got nothing. I plan to run over this team.
Okay.
On DK Metcalf shit cart. I will willingly enter the cart, drive it over Eddie's face.
I will note just one tiny little detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the same projection you had against me, and you threatened to do the same thing.
That's true, and he has far better running backs than you. So what's going to happen is I'm going to get on the shit cart and I'm going to like drive DK Metcalf into the locker room and he's not going to be able to hold it. Yeah. And it's I was about to say,
you're going
to
drive the cart and then have to poop.
Yeah.
You and DK will be sitting on the back together going,
yeah,
how did we get here?
Yeah. I think essentially I'm like the guy on the field last night in the game with the t-shirt and the whatever it is, the fog thing.
And I'm a football person.
Flair. The flair. The smoke grenade. Yeah, I'm the guy on the field getting annihilated by Bobby Wagner, which is that dude's claim to fame.
Again, I demand that you give Bobby Wagner a fucking tackle for that, because that was one perfect form, inbounds, and it stopped a touchdown.
No.
This is bullshit of the highest order.
Noted.
We will still be arguing this
I am sure we will. And the last matchup of the upcoming week five is Eric, the heartbreak kid, versus Clyde, who has 19 different four-leaf clovers somewhere in his colon. And you're projected to lose.
I always am.
Yeah, because you suck. Your team is terrible.
Third place. Where are you at, Mike?
Fourth place, goddammit.
Third place.
Oh, I'm so bad.
I want you to understand. I want you to understand what happened last night when that ball got tipped. I went from half asleep on the couch to jumping for joy, followed by the interception in which Jason, two rooms over, came running out to see what the hell happened because he thought I died or stabbed myself or, like, dropped something on the floor. And then he ran it back, and the girls downstairs almost called the cops because I was yelling so much. It was my favorite thing that has ever happened in fantasy football. Mike, I beat you on the last play on a play.
What is happening?
What happened?
We have been sitting here for 2 minutes while I'm trying to talk about you and Eric, and you're trying to talk about me and you. And in that amount of time, his score against you in week five went from 184 to 186 and is now 188 and is now 189.6.
Is he making changes?
I don't know. It's happening in front of my eyeballs, and I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, did he finally put up Josh Jacobs and TJ Hawkinson?
He must have. That's exactly what happened. Eric, you set your lineup while we were recording, and I thank you for it, because this went from a close matchup to a slightly less close matchup.
Yes, it did. I don't.
Why are all like of it. His players in the green in terms of their... You are fucked.
Good Lord.
Tyreek Hill against the Jets against you? Oh, DK Metcalf shit card.
But he... Oh, no. God damn. Yeah, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. I'm going to need some of that voodoo magic.
The weed or the fairy dust?
Yes.
Okay.
Both preferably, but, you know, if I have to have one, I'd like the second.
Well, you know, so that's week five, and I think we have to wrap it up here.
See you next week, guys.